long silent pauses, which meant that Granny Weatherwax was speaking softly in what Esk thought of as her just-so voice. The old woman had a flat, measured way of speaking sometimes. It was the kind of voice the Creator had probably used. Whether there was magic in it or just headology, it ruled out any possibility of argument. It made clear that whatever it was talking about was exactly how things should be. The breeze shook the tree gently. Esk sat on a branch idly, swinging her legs. She thought about wizards. They didn't often come to Badass. But there were a fair number of stories about them. They were wise, she recalled, and usually very old, and did powerful, complex and mysterious magics, and almost all of them had beards. They were also, without exception, men. She was on firmer ground with witches, because she'd trailed off with Granny to visit a couple of village witches further along the hills. And anyway, witches figured largely in Ramtop folklore. Witches were cunning, she recalled, and usually very old, or at least they tried to look old, and they did slightly suspicious, homely and organic magics, and some of them had beards. They were also, without exception, women. There was some fundamental problem in all that which she couldn't quite resolve. Why wouldn't... Cern and Gulta hurtled down the path and came to a pushing, shoving halt under the tree. They peered up at their sister with a mixture of fascination and scorn. Witches and wizards were objects of awe, but sisters weren't. Somehow, knowing your sister was learning to be a witch sort of devalued the whole profession.
End of CD 2.